of my mind. Grow some balls and you see you could never handle me. It takes a man to begin to be what I.
Right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the track Fuck You Buddy by Jess Cullen, who is just in the studio. Super, super cool stuff. And now it's time for my show, which is called Mantis Cabinet. My name is Alex. I sit in this awesome, awesome chair. And yes, it's the same chair. And yes, I still think it's awesome from week to week. First track I'm going to play... Found it somewhere. Weird Pop from the Peace Country is the album. It's a compilation of Weird Pop from what I can only presume is Canada. And yeah, the first track I'm gonna play, never heard it before. This is called Cesspool by the Royal Iguana Fur. Hopefully it'll be alright. I suppose it will. Alright.
Thank you.
Right. So that first track was by the Royal Iguanifer. Is this a solo project out in somewhere in the prairies? Somewhere in the vast prairies, there's a kid in his bedroom making weird, creepy pop. Awesome, awesome stuff. That voice is crazy. Yeah, I don't know much else about him. He's on Weird Canada, the record label. Pretty weird stuff on that. That's all I got there. Oh, I did Google if iguanas have fur. They don't. They have, like, scales or reptile things. They have, like, little hairs, like they have, like, a mini beard or something. But it would be hard to qualify as fur. So I'm just going to say that that's not real. And I don't know about royal iguanas. I don't know if iguanas have, like, monarchies and stuff. But I could be wrong. I could really be wrong here. And then we moved on to a band from France called Volteface. Super duper good stuff. They released an EP online called One Night Alone, and you can just download it off their album, off their Bandcamp, sorry, and that's free. Super duper awesome. Don't quite know what a Volteface is or much about this band. Other than I've got a few of their older albums and they're super good stuff, like awesome, awesome post-rock. And that's all I got on that. Next, Los Angeles. This came out yesterday. Yesterday from LA. This is a band called Now, with spaces in between the N, the and the O and the W, from the album Are You New Age? And this is really cool. This is quite a cool find. This is like drone pop or something. I can't really describe it, but I hope you enjoy it. Check it out.
Every time you're feeling down, when you wake up in a cloud, I'm gonna take you out of the city. Way too loud. Send A to 7th Street, DCH, make it right. Time to clean your head, got a bag of lunch instead. Open the windows, breathe the air, let the wind blow. Say Monica a kiss, from the panga we go north to solstice.
Gonna take you, pointing. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
That was pretty weird. That was by a band called Bong Sample, and that was called Wintertime and Livin' is Breezy. That was also off the compilation here, Weird Pop from the Peace Country. That was certainly really weird. Super cool, though. Super cool. I chose it because of the band name, and I was really hoping that was a typo, and it was Bongo Sample, and there were lots of bongos in there, and because Wintertime in the Living is Breezy is clearly a reference to sitting in your basement apartment and playing bongos all winter, because you don't want to go outside. So I think that's a typo, but I might be a little off there. Super weird, but super duper awesome. Although in light of that, I think we need a change of pace. So, and this needs no more introduction than this. This is awesome. Check it out. That was a little bit of Parliament, Give Up the Funk, just to mix things up a bit. And everyone should listen to one song, at least one funk song a day. It's kind of like it makes your entire life that much better. Like, today I was coming home from this house party, and I had like, and I didn't have bus fare because I don't really bother with bus fare usually. But I'm sitting at the bus stop, and I'm like, oh man, I don't want to walk home. And there was this bus ticket, and it had like 3 minutes until it expired. And then a bus came in like 2.5 minutes, and it worked. And I got on the bus, and I was really happy about that. And that probably happened because I listened to funk on my way to the bus stop. That was probably like the funk gods, like George Clinton. He's up there on top, and he's like, yo, buddy should get home today. So that's what I think. And so I'm going to share that with y'all. Now, listen to some awesome, awesome funk. The music video is great, too. Maybe not. It was a bit of a weird switch up from that other weirdo record. But under the impression that it was by a band called Bong Sample, which I still think is about bongos, lovely percussion instrument, goes really well with the music video here. Good trippy music video to psych yourself out. So that's what I got. I was Parliament. We are moving a little bit back in time, as in, well, this came out earlier last year, but I saw this guy perform open for DuckTales last week at the Electric Owl. Amazing, amazing stuff. Yeah, I didn't know he was playing and was in for a super awesome treat. This is Mark McGuire. He's this one-man dude from this small town outside of Cleveland, Ohio. And yeah, this is his album Nightshade. So yeah, enjoy. Check it out. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Man Your Horse off their EP Shorts, the track Breakfast for Dinner. I'm obsessed with this album. Super duper good stuff. They're from Vancouver. I really want to see them, but I don't quite know when they're playing next. And yes, this is a mystery I am going to solve over the next week, 2 weeks. In somewhat related, but kind of not related, good news, I found out that the band Wizards, I know, awesome, after breaking up, they're starting a different band, and I have to figure out what it's all about and listen to it and figure it out, because apparently they're not going to be Wizards anymore, which is relatively sad, but everyone must retire their robes at one point and assume life amongst the normal people. And give up wizardry and magic. But until then. But yeah, I'm going to figure that out. I got two musical mysteries to solve this week, in addition to a bunch of other stuff. But here we go. This next band is called Arroway, like arrow, and then A-Y. They're from Paris, which is in France. This is awesome. Their first track on their SoundCloud is a Mogwai cover. Awesome. Hot electronic. Yay. I'm sick of... Anyway, that's another rant. This is the track, Is This Now? And I do believe... the album We're Too Small, which is an EP. This is... Yeah. Is This Now? By Arroway. Enjoy. Thank you.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
And that last track was by band Arroway with their track Is This Now off their EP. Super, super good stuff. Just like many awesome post-rock songs, it gets quiet and then it builds up and builds up and gets really loud and then it gets quiet again and you think the song's over, but then it does it again and it gets like louder and up and explodes and then it gets super quiet and you're like, okay, the song is now over, right? Like that happened. No, they do it again and again and again for like 13 minutes. This was only 6 minutes of awesomeness, but it follows the formula. It's perfect. It's like, it's great. That's my best description of a lot of post and post-rock. It's the music that gets really, really quiet and then really, really loud. But good stuff nonetheless. I do appreciate it. Good stuff. These guys are from Paris. Arroway, check out their SoundCloud. Coming up next is a band. I believe they are from somewhere in the States. One of the states. They are four members with hair. One of them has an awesome beard. Another guy's beard is average, but he makes it up with an awesome mustache. So we're looking for four men with hair, facial or head. One of them has glasses, and they all wear shirts. Pretty specific, pretty obvious who I'm talking about, right? They've all got necks. You know them? So anyway, this is that band, and this is the track Witch.
You were a witch. You were a witch with your short hair.
The way that we celebrate is both the leaving and all the rainbow. The way that we celebrate is both the leaving and all the rainbow.
Staked down in the oaks, in the form of little brothers from down below.
The way that we celebrate is both the leaving and all the rainbow. The way that we celebrate is both the leaving and all the rainbow.
Tumbling down the hill, my face is dirty.
Thank you.
right. That was the band Maps and Atlases off their album Should Be You, Me, and the Mountain. That was the track Witch. That album came out in 2008. Super duper good stuff. They're coming through touring. I believe they will be in Vancouver on April 22nd at either the Biltmore or Electric Owl. I can't remember. I've got tickets. Everyone should go because they're awesome. They're from Chicago, which is in the state of Illinois, which is in the United States of America. So Illinois is one of those states which are united. Chicago would be the city, if anyone's interested doesn't know basic geography. So these guys are super duper good. I'm really excited to see them, and they have released about four EPs since 2005 and two full-lengths. So super duper cool. And yeah, that was Maps and Atlases. So we are moving on to the third surprise song of the afternoon. This is by a band called Falcon Punch. That's why I picked it, because it's called Falcon Punch. Awesome name. I looked through it and I saw it, and all I could hear was Falcon Punch, bam, and it was great. So I've never heard this band before, but it should be good. This is a track, Think What You Say, all in one word, with you as a letter, not the actual word. Think What You Say by Falcon Punch. And yeah, God, always try to Falcon Punch my Jigglypuff. This is the story of my life, my Jigglypuff getting Falcon Punched. So this is Think What You Say by Falcon Punch. Falcon Punch, Falcon Punch, Falcon Punch.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
Hell yeah. Thanks to everyone who donated for Fun Drive. And yeah, so that was just Falcon Punch. That was pretty cool. That kind of sounded like a bunch of Falcon Punches going on. I don't know how familiar everyone is with Falcon Punches, but they hurt a lot. They're delivered by this tall, lanky spaceman who, when he punches, and only when he yells Falcon Punch, he creates like this cyclone that just like blah, pushes you away, and it's super painful. Super, super painful. Don't recommend it being Falcon Punched. But that kind of sounded like a bunch of Falcons, Captain Falcons running around and Falcon Punching a lot of things. I think I've said that too many times now. Moving on, this is a band called Lights Dim. This is some ambient stuff from Poland. Just chill it out for a little bit, because, you know, this whole show is just all over the place. Much like my clothes on a Friday night. Oh. No, that's not funny. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. This is Fires off their album Dale by Lights Dim.